We now return to programming paid for by Omira Health Centers.
Great having you along the second Sunday of July the 13th. Peter Shad, Croft Woodruff, and Dr. Stephen Tyers from Omira Health Center, the fine sponsor of this program, Health Empowerment on 1410 The Buzz of Vancouver. Their telephone number is 983-HEAL, 983-4325, and unit number 110, 233 West 1st Street in North Vancouver. On the web at omira.ca, that's omira.ca, and we've been talking about the Optimum Health Program, and Dr. Tyers has gone through the full body scan and what you can expect from a cardio DMO6 heart test. We're going to talk about consultations and some of the things you'll learn from Croft and Dr. Tyers, but you know, you're not really a clinic, you're not really a spa, you're sort of in a nice happy medium right in between, and that's kind of the vibe you want. And part of the whole, you know, Optimum Health Program, Dr. Tyers, is the sort of the relaxational and the good feeling part of this this whole exercise, the sauna and the relaxational massage.
Well, it's all part of being happy and healthy, right? If you look at someone who's in good health, generally they're going to have a smile on their face and they're going to be enjoying themselves and maximizing what they can get out of every day. If you look at someone that's not healthy, usually you can imagine them being under a lot of stress, being worn down, overworked, and not really having that smile and enthusiasm for every minute of the day that we're blessed with. You know, it goes hand in hand. You can't help somebody get better unless you can put a smile on their face and you can help them really enjoy the efforts that they're putting forth towards their health care.
So you have those relaxational massages as part of the program, as well as the foot detox session, which I had last week, and then the far infrared sauna, which are all really complementary to what you're doing already.
Absolutely. You know, what we've done is we've taken some of the things that really have a lot of clinical benefit with things that we know are going to work and provide a lot of results for our clients, but we're presenting them in a way that's a lot of fun. It doesn't have to be that you don't enjoy going to the doctor, you don't look forward to it. Everyone coming in looks forward to the visits because we're going to sit down, we're going to talk, we're going to joke, we're going to have a lot of fun. And the therapies that we use, they're really interactive, and it puts a smile on people's faces.
Nice happy medium. So the very scientific method of pre-diagnosis, looking at what the body's doing, and then, of course, the relaxational component. We're talking about Omira Health Center, now open in North Vancouver. And I want to get back to consultation for just a second, because what you and Croft do individually with each client is very important. And, you know, we brought up this Gardasil vaccine and vaccines in general. And here's something that, you know, when you get a client in, you have an expert like Croft, who's an orthopedic, orthomolecular encyclopedia here. You can get right down to the nitty-gritty of what people can and shouldn't be doing with their diets, etc.
Oh, absolutely. You know, the realities are that Croft and I, we could get up on the biggest podiums in the country, and we could be saying, you know, these are the things you need to pay attention to, this is your do's, these are your don'ts. But at the end of the day, people are going to come in, they will have had vaccines, they will have had shots, they will have been on medications. And the thing that's really lacking in the healthcare system is to support that. Now, we can recommend people do this and that, but they're going to do what they want to do at the end of the day. We can sit down and say, hey, if you're going to get this vaccination or if you're on these medications, let's take a look at it. Let's look at your diet, how your body's responding, and let's support what you're doing so that you can minimize the downside of a lot of the therapies that are commonly used in conventional healthcare.
Without giving too much away, Croft, if you have a situation like that where somebody's, you know, maybe they're planning a trip and, you know, they need to get these shots, you know, what are some of the things that, you know, you talk to patients about, and are those some of the questions they ask you?
Absolutely. And of course, you know, that people go to exotic places where they can be subjected to some of the viral and bacterial infections that are indigenous to these areas, and so they're pretty well forced to take these shots. And if they survive the shots, still they can take steps to improve their immune system and minimize the side effects, potential or otherwise, that the vaccines may offer. And there are certain natural health products in the line of vitamins and minerals they can take to boost their immunity and detoxify and minimize any side effects. And, of course, even we also have some herbal products that are very easy to take and have a very powerful effect.
Well, I know that when I came back from my cruise, you gave me some great advice because I got a bit of a bout of the norovirus on board the ship that 123 other passengers did. So you have these preventative. But also, if you're stuck getting it, there's things you can do to help minimize the, the nastiness of it all.
Yeah, but you don't even have to go on a cruise to get a problem with the gastroenteritis or something equivalent to these bugs that they have in the hospitals. I see a hospital is being sued for megabugs now because they have a high rate of MRSA or the C. difficile bacteria that are causing terrible problems and killing people. And the hospitals, of course, they just seem to be out of it as far as the need for balancing the gut with friendly bacteria. And also maybe fortifying the patients in the hospital with some nutritional supplements.
You're going to get that kind of consultation, that kind of knowledge with Croft Woodruff when you make your appointment to Omira Health Center and take part in the Optimum Health Program. Dr. Stephen Tyers, the clinical director, is on with us as well. This is Health Empowerment on 1410, The Buzz of Vancouver, encouraging you to take control of your health the natural way, without the side effects. Dr. Tyers, I mean, you had a full day just the other day, like a 9 to 6, actually till 9 o'clock kind of day. What type of people are coming into the clinic? And, is there a general demographic you're seeing? And what's been some of the response as well?
Well, we're getting all kinds, people of all ages coming in, people that are nearing retirement, people that have been retired for a while that just want to, maintain their health and what they've got. We've got people that are young moms and young dads and young kids coming in and university students. It's really a real mixed bag, and it's nice to see because everybody needs to be proactive and learn how to manage their health. Otherwise, it's just going to, dissipate.
Well, the bottom line is, Dr. Tyers will agree with me on this, that the problem we have in Canada, as perhaps in the United States and other modern industrial nations, is that we have the fastest growing failing health care, which is really a sickness care business. And it's because they're relying on very expensive drugs, patented drugs, and interventions that are more than likely to hinder the health and progress of the body rather than help to boost immunity and bring on an equilibrium in the homeostasis. The body is in balance and is going to be immune to the insults that are thrown at it every day.
And you know what else has changed so much in the last 10 to 15 years is how busy people have become, how poor the diets have become, fast food diets, etc.
All of these are stressors.
And they affect, your future. And this is the whole idea behind the Optimum Health Programming, finding out where your body is just not working efficiently and getting you on the right track so you don't have to have a very bad health event. It's Health Empowerment with Dr. Steve Tyers on the phone. Croft Woodruff is here. And what I'd like to do, gentlemen, is just talk a little bit about subjects that some doctors don't like to talk about and maybe different ways of dealing with, treating, or preventing things like cancer. And I know that one thing that Omira Health Center is very proud of is, you have you're the kind of like the epicenter, and you're trying to help people connect with specialists in all these different fields, and you've got this big catalog of people who specialize. But maybe Dr. Tyers, talk a little bit about, some different ways of dealing with or treating cancer that maybe our listener here doesn't already know about.
Well, cancers are, they can all be very unique, and they can all target different areas in the body. But some of the things that they have in common is they can thrive if the body is acidic and not alkaline. If the immune system is suppressed, cancers can grow at a rapid rate. And they're very hard to identify conventionally, and they're very hard to track. And, it's one of these things where there's so many different causes and so many different ways it can manifest, it's hard for physicians to, really nail it down to where's the root cause, especially when the diagnostic methods that we have are catching it in a later stage and not when things are just starting to shift. And Croft will agree with me, when we look at medicine and the way that things have evolved in society, is we're targeted our efforts towards the symptoms and masking those symptoms, and we've gotten away from the things that have been time-tested and we know are true in the way the body functions. It's the environment inside that makes all the difference. Whether you have diabetes or cancer, whether you have heart disease or you've got an inflamed bowel, whether you've got low energy, whatever the problem, it's all going to have a relationship to the inner environment in the body. And that is determined by your emotional state, by how you eat your foods, and by your lifestyle. Now, we can't test those conventionally. Our doctors don't have tests for all of that stuff. But what we do at Omira is we're going to help people evaluate that. Where's the body breaking down? What's your lifestyle looking like? And how can you make changes and be proactive so that things don't build and grow like a cancer or heart disease or diabetes and sneak up on you and then hit you when your only option is going to be intervention?
You know, one of the greatest immune suppressors of all, perhaps, is the fear that is induced when you have what is called a terminal illness. And it certainly doesn't help the body in trying to deal with the situation. The fear of death itself, I think, is quite fatal.
Yeah, isn't that funny? You know, and people's attitudes can affect, you know, how quickly a cancer spreads, perhaps. And, you know, it's a huge area. And obviously, you know, you're going to do your best at Omira to make sure that people get the right expertise. But one thing I do notice when we look at subjects that, you know, either big pharma or, you know, common medicine doesn't like to talk about is the link between so many of these different conditions and hyperbaric oxygen therapy, which is another thing that you help your clients get in Coquitlam there.
The value of oxygen has been known for a long time. It's the delivery that makes it challenging. Now, hyperbaric is technologically advanced enough where we can make it so that it's easy for people to access. And if you add more oxygen into the body, it's harder for a lot of the pathogens we're now acknowledging precede a lot of disease development, such as bacteria, yeast, fungals, virals. If we can use oxygen and other therapies that are natural to better the environment in the body, then we can cut down on the growth of all these microorganisms, which we know cause pathogens, which essentially is going to improve our health and longevity.
Dr. Tyers is on the phone from Omira Health Center. He's the clinical director. Croft Woodruff is here. And in just a moment, we continue. We'll try to keep Dr. Tyers. I know he's a busy guy. We'll keep him around for a couple more minutes and talk more about certain topics that doctors don't like to discuss necessarily, like autism, Alzheimer's, diabetes, heart disease, all. Maybe there are different ways of dealing with these conditions. And we'll talk a little bit about that with Dr. Tyers and Croft when we continue. You're listening to Health Empowerment, brought to you by Omira Health Center at 983-HEAL, 983-4325. Now at 110-233 West 1st Street in North Vancouver. Visit them on the web at omira.ca, O-M-I-R-A.ca. This is Health Empowerment on 1410, The Buzz of Vancouver.